The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
88.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Public meeting looks at five options for Wichita's new parking plan. We have the story.
President-elect Trump begins assembling his cabinet. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
In the final public meeting to discuss paid parking in downtown, Old Town, and Delano, another option was unveiled for the city council to consider. The city of Wichita staff introduced a new option Thursday evening. There are now five options on the table. City council will be presented with all five options November 19th at 6 p.m. in the council chambers.
President-elect Trump has selected the first member of his cabinet, his chief of staff. Fox's Aisha Hasni is in West Palm Beach with more details.
The president-elect making some headlines today with his chief of staff pick. He has chosen Susie Wiles as now the first female chief of staff in U.S. history. She's a longtime political operative running campaigns here in Florida, even getting praise from Democrats. She was Trump's campaign co-chair. She cares deeply about the president-elect. In fact, he had some high praise for her, calling her tough, smart, innovative, and universally admired and respected. Meanwhile, there's still thousands of positions to be filled. Trump ally Senator Tom Cotton actually has told Fox that he is now taken himself out of the selection process for any cabinet position. But Senator Marco Rubio is not closing the door on perhaps Secretary of State.
The president-elect has also said he would consider former independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and billionaire Elon Musk for other positions in his cabinet.
Firefighters in California continue their battle against the mountain fire in Ventura County that has burned more than 20,000 acres of land. Ventura County Fire Department spokesman Andy Van Skyver says inspectors have been surveying the damage done to the structures around the fire.
Currently, the teams have completed 298 inspections. Of this, the teams discovered 88 were damaged and 132 were destroyed.
Officials say at least 10 injuries are reported. Most of them are smoke inhalation related and are not life-threatening.
Remaining races for the U.S. House of Representatives will likely take longer to decide than the balance of power in the Senate.
There are 29 outstanding House races. Republicans have the edge in 13 of those. Democrats lead in 14. The balance of power, 209 Republicans to 197 Democrats. 218 is the magic number. In Maine, Democrat Jared Golden leads challenger Austin Terrio by a fraction of a point. The Terrio campaign is asking for a recount. The race between Alaska Democrat Mary Peltola and Nick Begich could take days to figure out, but Republicans believe they can keep the House.
And that's Fox's Chad Pergram reporting on Capitol Hill.
Some Harvard professors canceled classes so students could process President-elect Trump's win.
The presidential election was apparently too much for some Harvard students to handle, so some of their professors accommodated them by canceling classes or making attendance optional. Several also extended deadlines for assignments. One professor even made a scheduled exam optional, writing to students, "Feel free to take time off if needed." Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Big athletic weekend, including the Chiefs on Sunday here on KNSS. We'll have a full preview coming up in sports.
Powerful winter storm hitting New Mexico and Colorado. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. This is the KNSS Morning News. 7:07 now, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. New Mexico's governor has declared an emergency after a powerful winter storm has left tens of thousands of people without power. The storm is bringing heavy snow, fierce winds, and freezing temperatures to the northern two-thirds of New Mexico and parts of eastern Colorado. Forecasters with the National Weather Service are warning that historic amounts of snow are expected to fall through today, as much as 4 feet in some locations.
The coming transfer of power means new leadership at cabinet departments under President-elect Trump with significant global reach.
In the event of conflict, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said it's his mission in the coming weeks to facilitate
smooth, calm, professional transition so that the department can continue on with this really important work.
Such as improving the military's capabilities. When it comes to keeping the peace, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller echoed President Biden's charge for the next 2.5 months.
Let's make every day count. That's the responsibility we have to the American people.
Florida GOP Senator Marco Rubio and ex-presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. are names mentioned as possible secretaries. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
With very little rain over the last 2 months, more wildfires are burning in New Jersey.
Over 700 acres have burned this week in uncontrolled wildfires across the state as very little rain has fallen this fall. Firefighters were battling blazes in the parched New Jersey Pinelands on Thursday, where they say conditions are the driest they've been in over 100 years. Crews were battling another forest fire Thursday about an hour away in Jackson Township that was discovered a day earlier. And late Thursday afternoon, a third smaller blaze broke out in Glassboro, a Philadelphia suburb. A red flag warning remains in place for the area through 6 o'clock on Friday night. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Parental accountability coming into focus again after a 16-year-old student is accused of using his father's gun to kill a classmate.
The charging documents in Maryland show 16-year-old Kevin Kinsey Jr. is accused of using his father's gun to shoot and kill 14-year-old fellow student Jaden Winchester during an argument at a Halloween party. Kinsey, a student at Havre de Grace High School, is being charged as an adult. It's unlikely, though, the father will be charged with allowing his son access to the gun because Maryland law states the child must be under 16. And even so, the parental crime only carries a fine and no jail time. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And in Michigan, James and Jennifer Crumbly became the first parents in the United States to be convicted for failing to secure a gun at home that was used in a school shooting. Their son Ethan pleaded guilty to killing 4 people during the Oxford High School shooting 3 years ago.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing some heavier traffic out there on the roadways right now and wet roadways due to rain coming through the Wichita area. And so roadways may be a little wet and slippery out there, just something that you're going to be aware of. Also, remember to be aware that if you got the windshield wipers going, you do have to have those headlights on. That is the law, so make sure you do. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Jack Maney. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Hope you all are having a fantastic morning. I hope you remember to bring your umbrellas today.
Well, we heard you're going to be on with us, and we know you have some magic when it comes to bringing the rain, Jack. So tell us about it.
Yep, we're finally shaking a little moisture out of those skies, and even though we just had a soaker about a week ago, over last weekend, we're getting another one in, and it's going to be another day of widespread rain that's continuing through this morning, through the afternoon, even into the evening. We'll still keep that rain going, at least in off-and-on fashion. You You may find a couple breaks here and there, but for the most part, you just need to keep those umbrellas, those ponchos handy all day long. That rain should start to wrap up tonight. Temperatures will be hovering in the 40s and low 50s all day, so also going to need jackets in addition to those umbrellas. And tonight will cool down into the 40s. Tomorrow we'll wake up with more sunshine in our skies, expecting to bring this rain all to a close by around midnight or so. And then from there, our Saturday looking mostly dry. Temperatures start to recover into the middle to upper 50s tomorrow. Then looking at 60s for Sunday and on into next week. Another chance of moisture coming up around Tuesday into Wednesday, but that one not looking quite as healthy as the one we're going to be dealing with today. Rainfall amounts could range anywhere from 1 to 2 inches, with possibly some locations, especially south and west of Wichita, receiving 3 inches or more out of this system by the time it's all said and done.
That's a good rain total. What have we got right now? What are the conditions?
Right now in Wichita, we're seeing light to moderate rain, temperatures hovering in the middle 40s.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Jack Maney, meteorologist Jack Maney with KSN and the Storm Tracker 3 forecast. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted, on this Friday morning, November 8th. And yesterday's high was 63, normal high 61 for the date. And it was on this date back in 2006. The high in Wichita soared to 86 degrees. And that was the warmest temperature ever recorded for the month of November in Wichita. 2006. And by the way, today is Steve and Ted show number 6,800.
Woohoo!
6,800.
USA! Yeah. USA!
It's a new record of some sort, I'm sure. I don't know, I'm sure. On this date,
of course it is.
It is for us. On this date in 1974, a federal judge in Cleveland dismissed charges against 8 Ohio National Guardsmen accused of violating the civil rights of students who were killed or wounded in the 1970 Kent State shootings. News anchor David Muir is 51 today. Guy's been on the air for 17 years doing that ABC World News
yes,
tonight.
He's got a great head of hair.
Oh, gosh, what, man. Would I like to have his hair?
I know.
Yeah. And he had my salary. And I could just swap places with him, huh? He'd be like a, yeah. Anyway, he's 51 today. And, yeah, he's been on the air a long time. That's for sure. See what else we got going today. Well, I want to tell you about, we had a meeting. Well, first of all, a birthday, okay? Kim Duggar Atwater.
Oh.
Having a birthday. Now, Kim is somebody, I first met her way back when she was, I think, Miss Kansas. And that was the first time I ever met her. And then later on, quite a few years ago, she was working down the hall doing the morning show with who'd she do with it? It was with Don
Hall.
With Don Hall.
The late
yeah.
Don Hall.
So we got to see her every morning. She's a lot of fun. Great character, great person.
No, former Miss Kansas.
Yeah. And I guess I've been seeing her on Facebook. She's been singing the national anthem different places.
Yeah, she gets.
Including Kauffman Stadium.
She's
up
done
Kansas.
The anthem for the Royals game multiple times.
No, she went to Friends, and I'm sure she's just a terrific singer. I never heard her singing around here. Mostly she was just complaining.
No.
She's not that kind of person. She doesn't complain much. But happy birthday, Kim, wherever you are, what you're doing. Have a good one, we hope. Now, last night, we had a meeting of my Mensa group. For those of you who don't know, the Mensa group is a collection of between 4 and 8 of my high school chums who get together, and our combined IQ is less than 200. So that's why we call it Mensa. It's a kind of a joke.
Has that ever been officially determined?
No.
Okay.
It's just a fun
thing. It's just anecdotal.
We get together about once a month, and last night we were at the pump house, and he's pretty much made himself the chairman of us. And that's Rod Satchel. I mean, he just took it over last night. Any new business?
We're not planning. I figured it was you holding court.
No, I don't. You know how I am. He says, we got to plan our Christmas party.
Oh, well, yeah. It's that time of year.
The Christmas party.
You can't beat around the bush.
Yeah, we're going to have one, I guess. It's going to be a real fun thing. Anyway, Rod and another of my classmates, Bob Blackburn, apparently they're patients of the same doctor on the east side of town. I understand this gentleman is quite a Stephen's Head listener.
Oh, yeah. Well, fantastic.
Dr. Richard Johnson.
So, well, thank you, Dr. Johnson.
You know
Johnson?
Dr. Johnson?
Exactly. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. Hey, Jad, what do you got? You got something going on, Jad?
Yeah, just now in traffic, got to mention of a traffic accident. This is southbound on I-235, and it's right around Central. It's just a little ways north of Central. and things are really starting to back up over there. The traffic volumes are really getting high, and now we've got a traffic accident there. Mm-hmm. They've actually got a lane closed too. They're saying that's the left lane closed there. Probably avoid it if you can.
Well, we've had some rain this morning, so it could be kind of slick out there. And be careful. Get those wipers going. Get the headlights on. 717, Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
Now, we've got a lot going on, including pro football on Sunday. You got the first place undefeated Kansas City Chiefs hosting their division rival, the Denver Broncos. Yeah, that'll be at Arrowhead on Sunday. The Chiefs are an 8-point favorite going into this game. That's the largest favorite in the NFL this weekend. The Broncos have not played well in Arrowhead over the years. In fact, they've lost 8 years in a row in their visit to Arrowhead. The last time the Broncos won a game in Arrowhead, Denver's quarterback was Peyton Manning.
Yeah, while back.
A while ago. These teams did split last year, home and home. And that, in fact, the last time they played, the Broncos beat the Chiefs in Denver a couple days before Halloween last season. All right, so the Chiefs are 8-0, a big 14-game winning streak. These are two of the top defenses in the league. Don't expect a super high-scoring game. The Broncos have a winning record overall, a winning record on the road. Broncos-Chiefs. Mitch Holtus, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, and the radio network begin their pregame coverage at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. The game will kick off at noon Sunday, and it's right here on your Wichita radio home, the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, coming up less than an hour from now at about 8:12 this morning, our weekly visit with Mitch Holtus, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Give a preview to this one and somehow relate this game to Shocker football. It's part of our Eddie Plopp and Shocker football Kansas City Chiefs update. That'll be fun coming up at about 8:12 this morning. College football, 19th-ranked Kansas State has the week off. They will not play. Kansas does play the Jayhawks with another one of their games off campus at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. Jayhawks hosting 17th-ranked Iowa State. The Cyclones are 7-1 on the season, but coming off their first loss. Jayhawks are an underdog by a field goal going into this one. The Cyclones and the Jayhawks, that'll kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon in Arrowhead Stadium, nationally televised on FS1. All right, let's go off football for a second. Let's go to a big basketball weekend we got going on. Wichita State has its home opener at Koch Arena tomorrow night, hosting Montana State. Shockers are off to a 1-0 start on the season. Got that win on the road. Now they're at home for the first time this season. And Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl have the live call tomorrow night on 103.7 KEYN for the Shocker home opener. They're on the air at 5 p.m. Tip off at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening in Koch Arena. Kansas State men are off to a 1-0 start, and they have a home game tomorrow afternoon hosting Cleveland State. Live coverage of the Wildcats at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And we got a little game up in Lawrence tonight. 9th-ranked North Carolina visiting number 1 Kansas. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off in Lawrence tonight at Allen Fieldhouse, nationally televised on ESPN2. Here's a good. These are two of the top three winningest programs in college basketball history, by the way.
Sure.
North Carolina has only come to Lawrence once ever. That was in 1960.
Wow.
So big time matchup tonight between the Tar Heels and the Jayhawks up in Lawrence.
When those two match up, they both have something to lose, you know.
That's a big matchup in Lawrence tonight for that one. Hey, it's a home weekend for the red hot first place Wichita Thunder hockey team.
Yeah.
Thunder with two home games on home ice this weekend downtown at Interest Bank Arena. The Thunder hosting the Allen Americans tonight at 7:05. And then 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon hosting Tulsa. Wichita is tied for first atop the league right now, and they are on a 6-game winning streak. So the Thunder on home ice trying to get two more wins to keep that winning streak going. College football tomorrow, massive game, a massive two games in the KCAC with postseason implications all over the place. 20th-ranked Friends at McPherson. Both teams are 8-1. That'll kick off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. McPherson's undefeated at home. Friends is undefeated on the road.
Wow.
And then you've also got 25th-ranked Southwestern at 21st-ranked Evangel tomorrow afternoon. Both teams with only one loss on the season. And Southwestern has not lost a road game this season. So those are big, big games with
big
huge
games.
Postseason implications there. Butler Community College, JUCO football. Butler is home tomorrow evening in El Dorado in a big ranked matchup. 14th-ranked Butler hosting 15th-ranked Dodge City. Butler is the only team that has not lost a game in Jayhawk conference play this season. They're 4-0 in conference play. Dennis Higgins has live coverage of Butler football at 6:30 tomorrow evening. And you can listen live to the Butler Grizzlies right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And high school football, we had some games in regional play moved to last night to try to beat tonight's forecast with the rain. And in Class 4A last night, Andover Central won at home, beat Winfield 35-7. Andover Central into the quarterfinals with a record of 9-1. Bueller won on the road at Mulvane. Boy, did they. 62-21. Bueller moving on into the quarterfinals with a record of 8-2. And in a super close game, Wellington wins on home field, beating Cape and Mount Carmel 20-19. Wellington into the quarterfinals with a record of 8-2. And in Class 3A, Andale won on home field last night, beat Clay Center 74-0. Andale into the quarterfinals undefeated at 10-0.
Gracious.
And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
I got to say that a good friend of mine was a play-by-play voice on the radio of Friends University for years and was the owner of the Quick Print here in town, Johnny Tarrant. And Johnny passed away this past week, and this morning we're going to have funeral services for John. And we'll miss him. He was a terrific guy, and it was fun to know him. He shared a lot with us. 7:23, Steve and Ted coming up. We've got the House Call for Health this morning, election stress, and puppies.
Oh,
yeah. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Friday morning. With scattered rain around the area and 48 degrees. Police are still looking for a suspect or suspects in a homicide in North Wichita. Police have released the name of a woman who died after someone fired shots into a house on North Mascot. 48-year-old Deanna Garcia died at a hospital. Police talked to a 49-year-old man who stated he was inside the home with a woman preparing for bed when shots were fired into the house from outside. The man suffered a gunshot wound to his lower left leg.
President Biden is committed to a peaceful transfer of power.
President Biden pushing unity and confidence in the electoral process during remarks in the Rose Garden, but not addressing what led to Vice President Harris's defeat. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was pressed on whether President Biden feels he bears any responsibility for sweeping defeats for Democrats.
He understands that the American people made a
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Decision, and he's going to respect that. He believed he made the right decision.
when he stepped aside, decided that he wasn't going to run.
President Biden has invited President-elect Trump to the White House for a meeting. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Authorities say a husband and wife died in each other's arms after they were swept away by floodwaters as they drove to a polling station in rural Missouri early on Election Day. Wright County Sheriff Sonny Byerly says the two were regular election volunteers, and they were driving to the polling place in Manis, Missouri, when their vehicle was overcome. Their daughter identified the couple as 70-year-old Chuck Baldwin and his 73-year-old wife, Kathy. The Baldwins were seen trying to swim to dry ground, but their bodies were later found clinging to a tree and each other. They had been married for more than 50 years.
The husband of a missing Texas mother charged with murder.
No body, yet a murder charge in the case of Suzanne Simpson. Her husband, Brad Simpson, was previously charged with weapons possession, evidence tampering, and bodily injury to a family member. He's been behind bars since the 51-year-old mother of four, a luxury real estate agent, disappeared. Prosecutors believe they have enough evidence for a conviction, even without a body. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
In this week's election, former Wichita City Councilmember Jeff Blubaugh defeated incumbent Sarah Lopez for District 2 on the Sedgwick County Commission. KNSS News asked Blubaugh about the key to his victory.
I think a lot of it was just the messaging we had. You know, we really hit the kitchen table issues. You know, whenever people talk about quality of life with the county, you know, they're talking about Exploration Place and Zoo in Southwest Sedgwick County. We're talking about quality of life. We're making sure you have enough money to pay your house payment, pay your rent, make sure that, you know, you've got enough gas in your car for the week, make sure your utilities are full, and make sure you've got enough money for groceries. A lot of it was just our messaging.
Blubaugh commented on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. And now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Friday, mainly cloudy skies. The northeast breeze going to be gusty at times at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Chilly high of 52 degrees. And please drive safely today. Showers, non-severe storms going to be around all day long, making roads damp and traffic slower. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronald Williams.
Now light rain across the Wichita area, 48 degrees. Northeast wind at 18 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Rain, Ted. Second time we've seen it in just the past a couple of weeks here.
Yeah, had a rainy weekend last week, and here we are a few days later. We got some more.
We're certainly hoping that it will do something with Cheney Reservoir. What do you think? That maybe they raised it about 6 inches last time? Wasn't that it? Something like that.
Yeah, but that was a good 4 inches of rain. This is only going to be about
I don't think it's going to be quite that much.
Not as much.
Yeah. All right. Well,
but they're saying it's going to rain more west of town than here, so maybe that will help affect the reservoir a little bit.
That's what the radar is showing, but I'll tell you what – it's showing rain all way out to Garden City, clear up to the Nebraska, clear down into Oklahoma, and most of it is to the west of Wichita.
Okay, well, that's good for Cheney Lake.
Yeah, you know, the dividing line's kind of 35 coming up through Oklahoma and then going. Right now it's dry in Topeka, Kansas City, but they do have clouds on the way, so it's all moving from south to north, which means that we're right in the path, and like the forecast says. Got about an 80 or 90% chance for rain all day long. There you go. Health officials say it's important to get that flu and COVID-19 vaccine ahead of the holidays when respiratory bugs tend to spread. While virus numbers are not high right now in the U.S., health experts say COVID-19 tends to jump in the winter months, a rise that usually starts around Thanksgiving and peaks in January. Thanksgiving is a couple, 3 weeks away here. That coincides with the flu season, which tends to begin in November or December and peak in January or February. Takes the body about 2 weeks to build up immunity after either shot, meaning vaccination is needed before these viruses start spreading. So the timing of it is important. If you believe in the flu shot and all that, my wife and I don't know when we're going to get over there, but we got to get over and get one. I'm going to get a flu and pneumonia this time around, okay. I think, so. Yeah, we don't want to get sick. We want to be here every morning for Steve and Ted.
Getting to that winter healthy.
We went through the pandemic and had a lot of time off for you, as you really had a tough time. And it was just – that pandemic was just a pain in everybody's patoot. I'm so glad it's over and hope we never have another one. I saw a picture. I saw some video over the weekend of Jeb Bush. Remember Jeb, the older brother?
Yeah.
Whom, frankly,
former governor of Florida.
I don't have anything against George, but I think Jeb's the guy should have been the president. Because I saw him talking, and this guy, he could really communicate.
Yeah, he's a good politician.
And he was talking about, this was way back before George was president, I guess. And he was talking about how they were planning for a possible pandemic sometime. I was like, really? They were planning for that. Interesting guy. I wonder what he's doing now. I haven't lost track of it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And he was governor of Florida when his brother was running for president. All right. We've got the story coming out of Australia that this is, I don't know if you saw this yesterday or not. You're usually ahead of me on this stuff. A self-described Nazi.
Yeah, we had this yesterday.
Has become the first person in Australia to be sentenced to prison for performing an outlawed salute when he was ordered by a magistrate to spend 1 month behind bars. Jacob Hersant is also the first person in Victoria State to be convicted of performing the Nazi salute. Of course, you know what that is, the stiff right arm sticking up in the air. You've seen it.
And apparently enough laws in Australia to make that a crime.
Yes. It's been outlawed nationwide in Australia. So much for freedom of expression down there. He was convicted in the Melbourne Magistrates Court last month of performing the straight arm salute before news cameras last year. The magistrate had allowed Hersant to remain free on bail after he was convicted until today. And when he was sentenced to 1 month in prison, but Hersant spent only an hour in custody before he was released on bail pending an appeal. So there you go.
And this wasn't something he was doing as a joke. He's a 100% Nazi supporter. Yeah.
They're still out there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. We're kids. We used to do that in fun, making fun of the Nazis. But yeah, this guy takes it serious, huh? Huh. And it's interesting because a gesture like that, we go through this from time to time with somebody signaling with their finger and it goes in court for somebody and something like that. You know about that. But freedom of expression is a big deal in this country. In Australia, they do things a little differently. I mean, isn't Australia their voting laws are that if you don't have a good excuse, you don't vote, you're going to be fined. I believe that's Australia where they have that job. It's not, you've got to go. It's the law. Anyway, Australia. A giant Norway spruce that will serve as this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is en route to New York City.
They've already chopped it down.
Yeah, it's from a tiny Massachusetts town. The 74-foot conifer from West Stockbridge was cut down Thursday and hoisted onto a flatbed truck by a crane. It'll be erected in Midtown Manhattan Saturday. People from across the country flocked to West Stockbridge to see the spruce. The first Rockefeller Christmas tree to hail from Massachusetts since 1959.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't usually think of that as big timber country.
The tree will be draped with 50,000 multicolored lights and be topped by a Swarovski star. Scheduled December 4th lighting will be broadcast live on TV. It's a big deal every year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how would you like to try to get that in your living room? How big was the tree in National Lampoon Vacation? I still haven't seen the movie. I got to say.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's your problem.
Oh,
it's a funny movie.
I don't know. Everything is so obvious. Okay. I got to see that.
What's though. Obvious?
The obvious jokes, and I.
Jokes are funny, whether they're obvious or not.
Okay. I know. But
as far as the vacation movies goes, I really thought that was the funniest. Christmas was the funniest one.
Yeah.
Did you think it was funnier than the other one?
Oh, but yeah.
Why?
Well, yeah.
You didn't like the one where they went out to Dodge City and went into.
Well, that one was fine, but the Christmas one was funnier.
The Christmas one's much better.
Is it better?
Okay. Yes.
I better check it out.
Why? You haven't so far.
Because you're encouraging me to see. You've seen it. You're telling me it's funny.
Yeah, peer pressure works on Steve McIntosh.
I know.
Peer pressure has a lot to do with everything that I do, okay? all right. Okay. So that's the one I got to watch, and I've never seen Mary Poppins.
Another absolute classic.
I got to see that one, too?
I don't know.
Man. Don't bother.
If you haven't seen it, you probably won't like it.
I've never seen Monster in the Closet.
Another classic.
You haven't either, have you?
Yes, I have.
Have you really?
Sure.
Yep.
Oh, gotcha. You're so far ahead of me.
Starring Money Tracker Don Grant.
That's right. You got to see
As
that
a young
one.
Man eating Nestle Crunch bars, battling monsters.
And taking off his glasses every once in a while.
Yes.
Well, maybe by the way, That is a big plot point, the taking off of the glasses. Yes.
All right. Well, maybe we should have a party, a watch party, and you guys will get together and pop some popcorn at Jad's house because he's got a big TV, and we'll just watch those three. Huh? And you guys can tell me. Well, I'll know whether. Okay. Good for a laugh. All right. It's 7:42. You've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. Just a real quick mention the fact that at around, what, 8:12, 8:13 this morning?
Half hour from now.
With Mitch Holtis.
Our weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Preview the Broncos game coming up on Sunday with Mitch.
And, okay, coming up, we've got the Wichita Industrial update on the way. Bombardier's aftermarket business is on a tear. They're doing well. We're going to tell you about that coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Ten in the morning, KNSS, 7:47 here on a Friday. Three big things.
Three.
City staff unveils a fifth option for a Wichita parking plan.
Two.
Police looking for suspects in fatal shooting of a woman in North Wichita.
One.
President-elect Trump begins to form his cabinet. Names female chief of staff. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a big traffic problem southbound on I-235. And right now, three separate accidents. We have an accident down by Central. That one kind of got things going. Now we have a traffic accident. Those are up by Zoo Boulevard and north of Zoo Boulevard, right around 25th Street North. So three accidents southbound the I-235 within a few miles there. Avoid the area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Breezy with a 90% chance for rain today at a high of 53 degrees. 90% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 44. Saturday mostly sunny, tomorrow's high 57 degrees. Now light rain, northeast wind at 18 miles per hour. 48 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:48 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up at 7 o'clock Sunday evening, the John Whitmer Show here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. John is with us this morning to give us a little preview of what's going to happen Sunday night. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. A rainy Friday morning to you, nonetheless. But we're still basking in the glow of a Republican win on Tuesday. So that boosts us despite the weather.
All right. So now, when you go on the air, if anything screws up, you get nobody to blame, right?
That is true.
They're going to take your job away from you. Right?
Well, you know, even if we've got Republicans in office, that doesn't necessarily mean we agree with everything Republicans do. So there's still plenty to talk about.
Oh, okay.
You know that.
You got a local flavor, though, coming up this week. You know, our good buddy Pete Meissner is going to be on with you, huh?
But yes, I'm going to have Pete on. We're going to talk about the... there's a push coming up actually at the next county commission meeting next week to add $2.5 million in county money and the taxpayer money to go towards a elephant barn out at Sedgwick County Zoo. We'll talk with Dalton Glasscock, city council member Dalton Glasscock, about all the spending going on at the city right now. And all of that comes as both the county and the city of Wichita are facing budget shortfalls. So the question begs, if you're facing budget shortfalls in your 2025 and 2026 budgets, is now the time to be spending money on zoo barns or, you know, $500,000 porta potties?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Those elephants are the symbol of the Republican Party, pal. Okay.
You need to back off.
And
they can find some good Republican donors to pay for that instead of taking it out of taxpayer dollars. Yeah. And of course, we'll talk with the Speaker of the House to give Dan Hawkins will be with us to give us a review of what an incredible win. You know, Laura Kelly and her allies spent well over $2 million trying to break the supermajorities, and it was an epic fail. They not only held their supermajorities, they gained houses or seats in both houses, the House and Senate. So he's going to preview what that session is going to look like next year.
Help us, please, if they ever have to advance, if they ever want to increase the donkey corral out there at the zoo, it's going to be a problem for you.
I will oppose a donkey corral just like I probably will oppose an elephant barn. I'm nonpartisan in that way when it comes to spending.
All right, John. Have a good show, John Whitmer. That's 7 o'clock Sunday night here on KNSS, John Whitmer Show. Steve, at 10 in the morning, artificial intelligence might prevent you from getting spam calls.
Fox on Tech.
What if AI kept away that pest of a phone caller? New code discovered by the experts at 9 to 5 Google shows the company is getting ready to inject artificial intelligence into Android's phone screening feature, the popular bit that answers your phone when strangers call and gives you a chance to see if you actually want to talk to this person. Sometimes it is a telemarketer, sometimes it is your doctor's office confirming an appointment. The feature is currently based on automation using scripted audio messages to make the caller divulge their intentions and their identity. And while Google has already upgraded the feature to be more contextual, the introduction of AI into the process would allow for the Google Assistant to interact with the caller with more nuance. It would also reply to the caller with more natural replies, more specific to the reason for calling. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
What happened on Wall Street Thursday?
Stocks ending mixed with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record closes after the Fed slashed interest rates as expected by a quarter point. The central bank says that inflation has made progress toward its 2% goal, but remains somewhat elevated. Tech stocks were among the gainers, with Nvidia and Amazon hitting all-time highs, while financials lagged after surging yesterday. The Dow winners today, Home Depot, United Health Group, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow down over half a point. The NASDAQ up 286 and closing above the 19,000 level for the first time. S&P 500 up 44. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Bombardier's aftermarket business is on a tear. That could mean future expansion for its U.S. service centers, including in Wichita. The company's CEO saying that yesterday. In a third quarter earnings release, the Canadian aerospace manufacturer announcing its aftermarket segment hit a company record $528 million in revenue for the period, a 28% leap year over year. That follows a second quarter seeing an 18% revenue jump compared to the prior year. Bombardier's aftermarket work, a significant focus of its U.S. headquarters here in Wichita, which is also home to Bombardier Defense and the company's flight test center. In addition to Wichita, Bombardier and has four other service centers throughout the United States, also in Arizona, Connecticut, Florida, and Texas.
The Federal Reserve cut its key rate by a quarter point in response to the steady decline in the once high inflation that had angered Americans and helped drive Donald Trump's presidential election victory this week. The rate cut follows a larger half point reduction in September. And it reflects the Fed's renewed focus on supporting the job market as well as fighting inflation, which now barely exceeds the central bank's 2% target. Annual inflation has since fallen from 9.1% peak in 2022 to a 3.5-year low of 2.4%. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. Ted, today is National Cappuccino Day.
Okay.
You like cappuccino?
Fancy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's fancy coffee. By the way, I've got some Prairie Fire coffee
right there.
I'm
just not a coffee guy.
Prairie Fire coffee right there.
Yeah, I see you got yours there.
I don't know.
You have yours there every day, yeah. Man.
But cappuccinos, it's prepared with espresso, hot milk, and steamed milk foam. Cappuccino is an Italian coffee drink, and it's strong, right? My son, who's a coffee aficionado, likes to have his he gets his own beans and grinds them up himself, and yeah. He's into coffee.
Okay? Oh, nice.
Cappuccino day. All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, stay with us. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Got the latest on a new option for a Wichita parking plan. There are now 5 to consider. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we're just about 15 minutes out from our weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We got Mitch coming up in 15 minutes.
Plus entertainment news, the Blur's on the way.
Yeah, we'll head you in to the weekend with your entertainment news in the Blur. We got some good audio there, too. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weekend weather ahead in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.